Have a blessing to all the dear family that are coming in and those that are listening on the phone. Welcome and have a blessing to all the dear ones that will be listening to the recording on a later date. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. This is lesson number 99. Praise the Lord. On this blessed Sabbath, October 25th, 2014, chapter 21, entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin. Before we begin, we're going to have opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. Oh, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me. Welcome to all the dear ones that are coming in. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, little ones would like to have.
Our Father, thank you for us to have access. I pray you will help us understand my own heart, learn from your story that you may be able to be taught, be learned from it, and may be able to keep it in our minds and in our hearts. I pray you will be able to shield us from the storms and storms and even some terrible curves of disaster. Bless you will be able to help us be careful of what we're seeing and what we're doing. Bless the Lord and be showing mercy and compassion. I pray that this sinful world may be able to change and be filled with things before us today. Forgive us our questions and with our presence, Lord, that we may be able to still be with you, Lord, and with you. This is my family, especially on the day.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So our opening scripture for our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 5, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it reads, Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
John 5:1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. John 5:3. In these days, a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the movement of the water.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. And continuing. John chapter 5, verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And continuing in John chapter 5, verse 5. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 30 and 8 years. Amen.
John 5:6.
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long, long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? John 5:7. The omnipotent man answered him, Sir, I had no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, or while I am coming, another stepped down before me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 201 through 203. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 201. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Desire of Ages, page 201, paragraph 1. At a certain season, the waters of the pool was agitated, and it was commonly believed that this was the result of supernatural power, and that whosoever first after the troubling of the water of the pool stepped into the waters would be healed of whatever disease he had. Hundreds of sufferers visited the place, but so great was the crowd when the water was troubled that they rushed forward, trampling underfoot men, women, and children, weaker than themselves. Many could not get near the pool. Many who had succeeded in reaching it died upon its brink. Shelters had been erected about the place, that the sick might be protected from the heat by the day and the chilliness of the night. There were some who spent the night in these porches, creeping to the edge of the pool day after day in the vain hope of relief. Desire of Ages, page 201, paragraph 2. Amen.
What was the pool by the sheep market at Jerusalem called in the Hebrew tongue? And what was commonly believed that the waters of this pool could do? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is Bethesda, having 5 porches, and that at certain seasons the water had supernatural power, and that whoever first after the troubling of the pool step in the waters will be healed of whatever disease that he had.
Desire of Ages, page 201. Jesus was again at Jerusalem, walking along in apparent meditation and prayer. He came to the pool. He saw the wretched sufferers walking for that which they supposed to be their own chance of cure. He wanted to exercise his healing power and make every sufferer whole. It was the Sabbath day. Multitudes were going to the temple for worship, and he knew that such an act of healing would so excite the prejudice of the Jews as the comfort assured his work.
Desire of Ages, page 202. But the Savior saw one case of supreme wretchedness. It was that of a man who had been a helpless cripple for 38 years. His disease was in a great degree the result of his own sin, and was looked upon as a judgment from God. Alone and friendless, feeling that he was shut out from God's mercy, the sufferer had passed long years of misery. At the time when it was expected that the waters would be troubled, those who pitied his helplessness would bear him to the porches. But at the favored moment, he had no one to help him in. He had seen the rippling of the water, but had never been able to get farther than the edge of the pool. Others stronger than he would plunge in before him. He could not contend successfully with a selfish, scrambling crowd. His persistent efforts toward the one object and his anxiety and continual disappointment were fast wearing away the remnant of his strength. Amen.
Boys and girls, question. While in apparent meditation and prayer, walking alone at Jerusalem, what did Jesus see when he came to the pool? And which supreme case of wretchedness did he see among the sufferers? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the wretched sufferers watch for that which they supposed to be their only chance of cure. And it was that of a man who had been a helpless cripple for 38 years. His disease was in great degree the result of his own sin and was looked upon as a judgment from God.
Question, boys and girls, why had the sufferer never been able to get further than the edge of the pool? And what was the fast wearing away the remnant of his strength? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
The answer is unstruggled. Then he would plunge in before him. He could not contend successfully with the selfish, stumbling crowd and efforts towards the one object his position. Efforts is anxiety and continual disappointment.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful hymn entitled Toss Me Not, O Gentle Savior, together, dear ones. Can you just imagine how he just lay there hoping and praying for the miracles of becoming whole? Just think about this beautiful hymn, dear ones. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble why another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy mercy, will I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom I have on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee. Savior,
Hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling? Do not pass me by.
Amen. If any one of the dear family, little ones, would like to take the next paragraph, voila.
Desire of Ages, page 202. The sick man was lying on his mat and occasionally lifting his head to gaze at the poor when a tender, compassionate face bent over him and the words, "Will thou be made holy?" arrested his attention. Hope came to his heart. He felt that in some way he was to have help, but the glow of encouragement soon faded. He remembered how often he had tried to reach the poor, and now he had little prospect of living until it would again be crowded. He turned away wearily, saying, "Sir, I have no man. When the water is crowded, to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Desire of Ages, page 202, paragraph 2. Jesus does not ask his sufferers to exercise faith in him. He simply says, "Raise, take up thy bed and walk." But the man's faith takes hold upon that word. Every nerve and muscle thrills with new life, and healthful action come to his crippled limbs. Next slide.
Question, boys and girls. While the sick man was laying on his mat, what were the Savior's compassionate words to him that arrested his attention? And what did he say after turning away wearily, remembering how often he had tried? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, "Those about me need hope." Hope came to his heart. He felt that in some way he was to help, have help. "And sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me."
Desire of Ages, page 203. Without question, he set his will to obey the command of Christ, and all his muscles respond to his will. Springing to his feet, he signs himself an active man. Desire of Ages, page 202, paragraph 3. Jesus had given him no assurance of divine help. The man might have stopped to doubt and lost his one chance of healing, but he believed Christ's word, and in acting upon it, he received strength. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 203, paragraph 1.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. Does Jesus ask this sufferer to exercise faith in him? And what did his belief in Christ's word bring about for not doubting? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. The simple truth is right. Pick up thy bed and walk. But the man takes hold upon that word, and he believes Christ's word, and in acting upon it, he receives strength.
Amen. So let's learn a song, dear one, to wait upon the Lord. He shall renew our strength. And if we do have doubts in our mind, just ask the Lord in prayer, "Please, Savior, help my unbelief." And the scripture song is taken from Isaiah 40, verse 31, from the King James Version. "For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with..."
white wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall mount and not be weary. They shall walk in nothing. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Amen. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson, but it's story time. Gather around the little ones. It's story time, dear ones. But unfortunately, our dear brother Ray will not be able to do our narration today because he's having difficulty with his mic. So we would like to ask dear brother Joel that he may be able to share a story time with us. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little Jews. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters.
Sabbath blessings to all of you little ones. Chapter 1, if children, then heirs. Heirs means like an inheritor, so you would inherit what is given to you. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. All who enter into a covenant, meaning an agreement, with Jesus Christ, become by adoption the children of God. They are cleansed by the regenerating power of the Word. And angels are commissioned, given an assignment, that means, to minister unto them. They are baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. They pledge themselves, meaning they make a promise. A promise is a very important thing, and you have to keep your promise when you make it. They pledge themselves to become active members of his church in the earth. They are to be dead to all the allurements. Allurements means those things that try to attract us because of either their beauty or something in it that interests us. Maybe even just stirs our little flesh up a little bit. They are to be dead to all allurements of worldly desires, those that live in the world and by the world's standards. But in conversation, which this word really means more your behavior, and godliness, they are through sanctification, meaning being set aside by the power of God through the Holy Spirit, by his word of the Spirit, to exert a living influence for God. Amen. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What an exalted, meaning very highly lifted up and dignified, a very, very important position. Separate and distinct from the world, secure from the wily, wily means very crafty and sneaky and subtle, snares of Satan. By their baptismal vows, when they were baptized, God's professed followers have pledged themselves to stand in opposition, meaning against, opposing. You want to make sure that you're standing in a way that the enemy doesn't like because it's for Jesus. In opposition to evil. The enemy of souls will work with all craft to corrupt their minds. And that word corrupt, it means really to rot and to destroy, to break down over time, to corrupt their minds. He will seek to introduce his methods into their service for the master. But there is safety for them if they will heed the injunction. An injunction is like a command. It's like a set of marching orders that gives us a direction
right from the throne of heaven of what we're supposed to do. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So see, if we go ahead and we're reading the word of God and planting it inside of our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're putting on that armor that God commanded us to put on. We have to clothe our mind in it. We have to protect ourselves with it. It is our only defense. Man is honored by being made a co-partner in God's firm. Firm is like a whole group of people that are believing in one particular thing, though the corporate world likes to look at it like a company, but it's much bigger than that. By being accepted as a worker in the great centers he has established. By appointment, the Lord our Redeemer, meaning he purchased us, he redeemed us, he bought us back, ransomed us, is heir of God, and those who are co-laborers with him in the work of saving souls are joint heirs with him. To be an overcomer is to be placed in the ranks of those who have the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Praise God. To what greater honor could we aspire? That word aspire means to reach up to desire to reach higher and higher, that we desire to be right there, wherever it is the Lord is, than to be called the children of God. What greater rank could we hold? What greater inheritance, that which you receive in its appointed time, could we find than that which comes to those who are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ? Amen.
Thank you, dear Brother Joel. And we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will continue with part two of our study entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our lesson book, Desire Agents. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts before our Lord and Savior and our Father Jesus, our Father God, and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving the opportunity to enter into another day of your Sabbath rest. Thank you for keeping us safely through another week and for keeping us safe from all dangers known and unknown, dear Father. Thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon our lives. I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings and anything that we have done in this body that is not of you, whether it's conscious or unconscious, dear Father. Help us to recognize all the ill that we have done, whether it is little or big, and to help us to put it on your throne, dear Father. Give it to you so that you can atone for it. I pray that you will continue to be with us. Send your heavenly angels and your Holy Spirit to help us to continue to learn of you this Sabbath day, to understand all that it is that we are to get from the lessons and let it be planted on good heart soils, dear Father, so that it could be deeply enrooted in us. And let us not keep it to ourselves, but let's go out and share the joy of the gospel and your word, dear Father, I pray. Please continue to keep us and guide us. We love you more than words can ever say. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord. I stand and agree with you on this. So what a beautiful prayer. So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be November 1st, 2014, we will continue with part two of chapter 21, Bethesda and the Sanhedrin. We hope and pray that all the dear little ones, mommies and daddies, and those that are listening on the phone, have been blessed by the study that we have shared with you today. We have left also activity for the children so they can continue on their learning about the words and the different messages of the scripture that the Lord has given them, that it might enrich their life. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. Have a blessing, everyone.